Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Roma are through. They defeat Porto 3-2 in the return leg, and they advance 4-3 on aggregate before getting into everything, previewing what is next in the Europa League. Our wonderful patrons, thank you all for your support. If you would like to join, patreon.com/RomaPress. Get early access to episodes at IsRomaPress on social media, including YouTube for the video version of the podcast. Wow. Well, they did it. And these two extra matches that we both said the team didn't need, they performed well in both. Frankly, the 4-3 scoreline, or 4-3 on aggregate scoreline is so incredibly flattering to Porto. Roma should have won the first leg. The goal scoring opportunities in both, easily Roma could have had another 2-3 over the two legs. But this evening at the Olimpico, one-way traffic, even though they get an own goal towards the end to make the scoreline look a bit more flattering to themselves. But let's be clear. This was a complete domination on the part of Roma, yeah? I mean, I don't think anybody can watch those two legs and have any doubts as to who deserved to advance. We will get as to, later on in the podcast, we will talk about whether Bilbao or Lazio. By the time this comes out, people will be watching this. It is likely we will know, depending on the time that they decide to tune in. We will probably know at that time as to who it is. But listen, there is no doubt about this fixture at the Olimpico and then the first leg. It was Roma, one-way traffic. It was a very good performance in both legs.
It was, and Roma get what they wanted. They also do it at home. I strongly maintain that this Olimpico effect really is not only tonight. We're not only going to talk about Paulo Dybala's class and his quality, and his quality also as a leader in these moments, but also just the effect of playing in your own home. I still remember the match against Bologna, the Dallara, right? You go up and then you concede, and tonight Roma concede and yet they recovered immediately within 4 minutes. That's not only on Paulo Dybala, that's also on the fact that Roma just feed off the crowd. They love these moments. They love these games, elimination games at the Olimpico. It's really what drives them. Even a team that has been so lackluster this season, that has been so uneven throughout the majority of this campaign, goes into the Olimpico tonight, faces a good side like Porto, and does it in style. When they suffer, and they suffer stupidly, they concede a stupid goal, they don't let it get to them. And that is, to me, it's very important, and it sort of shows the difference in terms of moods that this team has, right? Because, again, you go up or you concede in Serie A, you concede, say, to Como, or you concede to Bologna, and you slump your shoulders, and you give up. And tonight, the team almost like that served as a wake-up call, which is very rare to say when it happens, when Roma go down, to see them react this way. And then obviously the red card helped in giving Roma the control that they wished. But this is what a team that has a purpose, this is what a team that has a purpose needs to do. That you cannot let the opponent come into your house and dictate the terms. The opponent may score, but you then have to score back and you have to win. And that's how it goes. And so tonight, Roma really, they take a step in the right direction. I think they take a step that they haven't taken this season because, we are out of the Coppa Italia. So this was quite a crucial elimination round. And I'm glad that Roma got it out of their system. The fact that that there was almost like, you know, there was almost like a feeling of, do they still have it? Do they still have this European juice that they've had over the last few seasons? Can they still do it on the European stage? And tonight, thankfully, the answer was yes. I liked the fact that this team rallied around in a moment that probably would have seen every single fan envision doom. Roma somehow pulled it out of their magic hat that they still had something to say on the pitch. They did. And they went out, they crushed Porto. Both legs, Roma were the better team. And you go through. And now you have a chance to play against stronger opposition, obviously, but you also have a chance to reaffirm this version of yourself. By no means was this a perfect display. In both legs, Roma could have done much more, but it's an important signal. Once again, under Claudio Ranieri, this is an important signal of a Roma team that is alive, despite the fact that for 2.5 months straight, we were dead, whether it was with De Rossi or Juric. Now Roma have a beating heart.
Yes, and I would say the goals department is no... I mean, you have to look no further than that. I mean, do you remember just the absolute levels of... It was so taxing to watch Roma try to find goals. Even though it was a victory, I always think of that match against Torino where they win 1-0 at home thanks to that penalty. But watching them labor and labor and labor and labor to not only find the back of the net, but to create goal-scoring opportunities. The XG tonight was almost 3 for Roma. In the first leg, it was, I think, 2.5, something like that. They are creating so much. They're still leaving a lot of, still leaving goals on the table, in my opinion. But, I mean, you compare the attacking output under Ranieri and compare it to Juric, De Rossi, it is almost like night and day. And it's very confusing to me because, again, we've said this for weeks, it's not as if Ranieri has, you know, reworked the wheel here and found some new way of playing that wasn't at the disposal of Roma months ago from the beginning of the season. That's what I don't understand. That, you know, nights like tonight, because I will add the caveat, and we had some of our patrons point this out to us, this Porto side is not very good. Okay, I can at least admit that. And sure, is the Porto of previous seasons stronger, the ones in which Roma were unable to do anything against them? Sure, fine. But you know what? It's still a team that Roma has struggled against in Europe. And it, by the way, it is still a high-level opponent, a notable opponent, one that, especially in that first leg, you're playing in a difficult environment. So I don't... Even though the individual quality of Porto may, you know, be lesser than
we don't have Pepe anymore who right. Intimidated Edin Dzeko. It's you know, I still can't think about that matchup without bringing up that that scene of Dzeko trying to seem tough in front of Pepe, who was 82 years old at the time, and then just getting humiliated without being even touched. He collapses, touches his forehead, collapses backwards. It's just pathetic.
Yes. Well, the shirt pull, only because it was Florenzi and the amount of resentment I held toward Alessandro Florenzi in the final 24 to 36 months of his time at Roma probably has a lot to do with it. Added to that, I should just have it on loop here and have it at my disposal, but we all know the famous interview of Sabatini.
Of course,
just, you juxtapose that interview next to him doing the most obvious shirt pull of all time.
Yeah, of the century.
Probably more obvious than the slap of De Rossi on, I mean,
our favorite. La Padula. La Padula.
Yes, our favorite La Padula.
Our one and only, yeah.
Yes. It was just astonishing to me. But anyway, And by the way, yes, I understand this Porto isn't as good, but they're third in the Portuguese.
And also, John, who cares? That I mean, we're in the sense that we're talking about the Roma of this season, okay? So we can't really, like, what's the point of even talking about Porto's quality if we've seen Roma really concede stupid goals to stupid opponents, to lesser opponents, in situations that we thought were impossible to lose control over, and yet they did. So we're talking about a team that's done it all this season. We're talking about a team that has shown shortcoming upon shortcoming, mistake after mistake. So tonight, like a lot of these results that we got recently with Ranieri in charge, should not be taken for granted. It's as simple as that. It's like last season when Roma beat Feyenoord, okay? Feyenoord were not a perfect team. Feyenoord were not a European giant at that moment. And yet, when Roma beat Feyenoord, it meant something. Like, there was a clear feeling of, okay, we can still do something this season. Even though Mourinho is gone, even though the team seems completely lost, we can still do something. I'm not saying, I think obviously that matchup with Feyenoord was iconic, especially with the penalties, with Milos VR coming through. I'm not comparing this to that. But I do think that this is by no means a guaranteed result. This is by no means a result that should be taken for granted. And this is a result that that stucks up in Ranieri's favor, in the sense that this is clearly a coach who came in and has had so far the effect that Roma needed him to have, the reason why they brought him in, because he understood the moment, he read the situation perfectly. He's doing everything that, in my opinion, he's done very few questionable decisions. Every time it seems like his experience, wisdom, whatever you might call it, is shows that he is in the right, whereas everybody else is just talking. Listen, Hummels doesn't play. Okay, let's continue with Salik. And you know what? Hey, it works. Okay, so even something as elementary as that works in his favor. In this particular situation, I would say the two most important people at Roma right now are Claudio Ranieri and Paolo Dybala.
Well, let's get into Dybala. I was surprised at how lively he looked. His agent, who, again, if we are going by track record, what he says to people should always be taken with the smallest of grains of salt, but that notwithstanding, I mean, Andy, he superb. I mean, this just shows you, man, if you have him healthy and available, the difference he makes is so astonishing to me. And people, because when he's unavailable or he gets injured, there's always the discussion of, well, given what Roma are paying to the guy, should they keep him? And I've always rolled my eyes at it, because it's nonsensical to me, because when you look at his level and just compare it to everybody else at the disposal of Roma, it is not even a discussion. It's not a discussion. And he gets the two goals today. He responds within less than 10 minutes after Roma go down. Because let's be honest, after Roma go down, they're down 1-0. We all had the same thought, did we not? It was, here we go again. Same thing. Here we go. But what does he do? He gets a superb, superb, superb goal before halftime. And he answers back almost immediately. A phenomenal finish. And then the second half, I mean, what? Just pure class. It doesn't get registered as an assist, but man, that lofted ball out to Angelino, who delivers it to Pizzilli, world-class stuff. It is world-class stuff.
Yeah. And even that first goal, it's all his doing. Like, it's,
yes,
if you watch that goal, he basically reads three plays at once. You know, he just sees stuff that nobody else sees. You know, it's something that, again, we haven't seen since Totti. Like in the sense, when we're talking about the real quality players that have come through Roma, Dybala is that great. One can always question exactly his fitness levels, you know, his durability, whatever. But when he's on, he does that. Within 4 minutes, he turns the situation completely around for Roma. He does it by himself. He reads Kone's movement. He reads the opponent's defense just opening up for him. And he's so fast. He's so agile. He cuts through it like it's nothing. Like it's nothing. And that is as always the perfect image of what it means to have world class players. What it means to really have special players, because we've seen a lot of good players come through. You know, I'm not the biggest fan, but we can argue that we had a top striker in Edin Dzeko, and we should all feel lucky for so many years. One of the all-time greats in Europe in this century. Okay, but Dybala, the way he commands the pitch just by his presence alone, really. I'm a big Warriors fan, and even at his age, Steph Curry still does the kind of things that Paulo Dybala does. You know, he doesn't intimidate anyone with his stature. He doesn't really intimidate anyone with his strength or whatever, or his pace. And yet somehow he's got it all. And yet somehow he is the one who makes the difference. And he's the one that opponents worry the most. Tonight we saw why. Because he sees that Roma are in need of someone to make a difference. And God knows how many times we waited and waited and waited for someone to make a difference. No matter, doesn't matter if you liked Kevin Strootman, Raja Nainggolan, as good as they were not those kinds of players. Like, you, if you were in a moment of need, Kevin Strootman, Raja Nainggolan, they would not change the course of the match. Paulo Dybala does. Paulo Dybala, really, with just one, he can play on one single leg, and he'll still make the difference with that one single leg. So tonight, it's sort of his night. Tonight is the reason why Roma are going through is because this guy is a magician, because the team knows it. The team recognizes it. I'm so glad that we have players who understand their limitations. They understand that this guy is superior to them, and they work to his benefit. You know, they're not having the problem to sort of read him. Which is what happens with Artem Dovbyk. The team can't really read him. He struggles to find his place in the way the team moves on the pitch. Dybala, that's not the case. The team knows immediately. They see that this guy just has it. He has it. They can. Claudio Ranieri said it himself. You know, the team works really hard. They give everything, but Dybala, man, Dybala is everything. Dybala is the one who it makes the difference.
Yeah, he obviously does, and beyond that too, I thought some of the changes. So, I mean, obviously, Bezzini finding the back of the net. I thought the changes that were made, the substitutes did well, and everything just sort of clicked over both legs for Roma, and they deservedly advanced. Again, anybody watching these two legs impartially, there is no doubt as to who the better of the two sides was. So again, Bilbao, Lazio, by the time many people are watching this, it could be watching or listening, I should say, we likely already know who Roma will be facing next. Do you have a preference? I mean, come on, it has to be Lazio, no? It has to be. Don't you want the atmosphere?
Has to be another.
And given what happened already this season so far,
yeah,
against Lazio.
I know. No, probably. You know, I mean, we played against Athletic and maybe 2 years ago. Maybe because there is this familiarity, you know, maybe because there is this feeling of of Roma having had the edge this season over Lazio. Maybe there is this need for Roma to prove once more that they are the one. You know, the derby again is just sort of, I would find it a more predictable game to talk about because again, we are familiar with it because we know what we're going in for. And because anytime we've had these derbies and cups, it's not really gone to Roma's advantage.
No.
Most notably last season. I mean, forget about it. Forget about it. It was so ugly. So I still have that nasty taste in my mouth of seeing Roma so helpless in an elimination match that going into a Europa League round with them perhaps would be a welcome sight. I don't know. I mean, it could be exciting on two legs, you know, to see Roma have to trade blows with Lazio. Could be interesting, I think. And mind you, everybody, like, so you don't even have to. Again, this is a self-explanatory game. So if we were to stumble into it, it's not like we're doing it by accident. Everybody's clueless. Everybody knows what it's about. Everybody knows what is at stake. So perhaps that could be the safer bet.
Perhaps. I mean, Bilbao are having a fantastic season. They are 6 points off the top of La Liga. And it is always with them because, again, 2 years ago, we remember that fixture. Yeah, it was one of the usual slug it out sort of ones where, much like when Roma advanced against Bayer Leverkusen, where Roma, they get the goal and it is defend. I would say that this current version of Roma is not built to play as they did under Jose Mourinho. I think that is obvious at this point. So how much of a part would that play? I don't know. Like you said, I would rather go with the familiarity. And it also does not give them the opportunity to sort of look past the fixture or take it for granted or be naive coming into it, which is something they have done both in Serie A and Europe a number of times since we've been doing this. And it would be, as you said, a self-explanatory fixture. I think the mental advantage of what they have already done against Lazio could potentially help. Now, to what extent, I don't know, but listen, I'm not going to say it was a one-off, Andy, but Lazio, after getting pumped by Roma, it's not as if that has happened to them very often this season. So whether you want to say Roma were, well, I take that back, because wasn't it like two weeks before they lost to Inter by an American football touchdown?
I think 6-0,
a few weeks prior to that. Other than those two, though,
you know, they've done fairly well. They're gonna miss.
They beat Napoli away.
They're gonna miss Castellanos.
Yes,
which is an important absence for them. They equalized against Napoli at the death. They're a team that gives everybody a problem, and it's not the derby. That's the thing about the derby. It's as familiar as you might be with it. It's not a game you can really predict based on a recent result, you know, like you can't say, oh, because they won the last time out or because we won the last time out, that's gonna settle. That's gonna go in our favor. We're the team will be more secure. It doesn't work that way with the derby. It's almost like every time it's a fresh start.
Yes.
Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, well, depends on exactly on what end of a win or a loss you ended up in the previous match. Roma were obviously the more successful side in the recent outing, but again, that doesn't mean much. And Roma, if they draw Lazio, they will have all the motivation in the world. If they draw Athletic, Well, then they're going to have to do their homework, as opposed to if they were to draw the Baroni's team.
Yes. All right. Well, previewing Monza, this should be fun.
Alessandro Nesta is back.
That's
like typical Serie A moves, you know.
Of course.
To fire Nesta, to appoint a guy who I think his record in Serie A was like zero wins prior to this. Bocchetti, who worked at Hellas Verona for a while as interim manager and was also sacked. Doesn't make sense. Then they have to call back Nesta. It's embarrassing. I always wonder how it feels to be the coach that has to come back to that exact setting that where he saw himself being fired. Like I, if they fire you at a job and then they call you back, but you have the same boss who like looks at you and says, "Yeah, well, no hard feelings, okay." I don't know how I would feel about that. And in Serie A, it happens so often. I mean, our man Ivan Juric was a specialist in that.
Yes.
Ballardini as well. So there is a lot of these veteran coaches that are used to slotting back into the routine, being like, okay, sure. Okay, I'll come back and work for you. Well, Monza is undoubtedly one of the worst teams in Serie A this season. There is really not much to say about them. Armando Izzo will not be there, I believe. And that's about it. That's all I know. Because also I know that in the first leg, well, that's another shitty match from our curriculum of shitty games this season.
Yes. If I recall correctly, yeah.
I remember also just the big controversy and around the decision making, the refereeing, everything. Just one of those typical games under Ivan Juric of those 12 games that he coached us for. You don't remember much, just the fact that you know it ended not good. And so Roma right now are looking at a pretty good schedule, John. I don't know if you've seen it, but they have.
I have. We've been reiterating it.
This is a pretty good opportunity. We know what Roma do with pretty good opportunities. They squander them every time. But I would like to be hopeful because we've had opportunities this season. And again, we just haven't been up to par. But right now, the team is doing something. Like Mancini said in his pre-match presser ahead of the match against Porto, he said, we haven't achieved anything, but we have shown something. And that's true. Like, something is happening. I'm not going to say what it is, but something is happening. It's making me feel giddy when I look at this schedule, which, again, is a rare occurrence this season. But really, because Roma are taking small steps forward. At some point, if they want to catch up to the other teams, they will need to extend those steps and start running. Well, maybe now is the time. Because if you look at this schedule, you compare it to the schedule of our opponents, maybe this is the moment where Roma really need to start speeding up in the pursuit of Europe, obviously. I mean, that's what I mean. I'm not saying Europa League, because I know that, now we're definitely going to, after going into the round of 16, we're definitely going to, and especially if we meet Lazio, forget about it. We are going to set Europa League as an objective. But right now I'm talking about just purely Serie A standings, getting to that top four placement.
Oh my God. See, you actually, okay, so you're doing this thing with the top four now, because
No, I'm just saying objectively what the team has done so far. We know we've got three consecutive away wins. We are, I believe, on nine positive results, and this is that this is what Roma are doing. Like they're stacking up. Yes. Roma in the last I believe nine games, they have the same amount of points as Napoli. So that's pretty good. That's the sign of a team that is slowly becoming healthy. Well, if we know what Roma's objective at the start of the season was, top four. So I'm not saying that this is what they will get. I'm saying that if they want to catch the train for top four. This is the moment. The train is leaving. The train is warming up. You know, this is that scene in The Untouchables where Kevin Costner goes to Chicago Union Station and there is the accountant, you know, getting on that train, and he has to be there to meet the accountant for to put Al Capone behind bars. Well, that's us. We're trying to get the accountant before he climbs into that train and just goes away out of Chicago. This is what we have to do. Like, if you look at the teams that we're facing in the next few weeks, it's pretty appetizing for a team like Roma that were in no position to even dream of such a scenario just a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, the fact that top four, I just took a look at the table now, Roma 9 points off of Juve, just the fact that is under double digits in and of itself seems akin to a miracle, given how shit the first 3 months of the season was. I mean, just the fact that you are within a relatively manageable distance, given how many points are still on the table, given the maths. I mean, it is still within reach, the fact. But by the way, I mean, we have had patrons doing this calculation for almost a month, I would say about a month and a half about top four doing. And I've been saying this whole time, don't do it to yourself. It is a self-inflicted punishment. There's no need to do that, but bless them because they've maintained and they've stuck to that. And here they are. They are within a manageable distance. Of course, I doubt anybody's going to put a ton of money on them finishing top four. But listen, if they can maintain and continue on this path, they are at least going to give themselves the opportunity. And I mean, I think everyone has to feel far better now than even 30 days ago. I mean, you watch the way they're playing. They understand the assignment. They have a far better understanding of each other on the pitch. Ranieri is clearly settled into a team that he prefers. And comparing the team now to even, you know, the final week of Ivan Juric, it is night and day. I keep being haunted by that Bologna match, and it just still lives so vividly in my head. And you compare that team to this one, it's hard to imagine that these are the same players. This is the same team wearing the same shirt. Well, you know, it's astonishing that you can have both of those results, performances, teams, same set of players, all within such a short span of time. But frankly, that is the metaphor of AS Roma. That is the full AS Roma experience. We've subjected ourselves to this for far too long than we're willing to admit. And you know what? You just have to enjoy it. And when it's going good, you have to appreciate it. We will be back after the match against Monza. Until next time, everyone. Ciao.